Catch up on all the live shows right here on africatechradio.com.
Welcome to Cruise Control with me, Daniel, on Africa Tech Radio. And today we are talking about the influence of social media on mental health. As we know, social media has become a very integral part of modern life, with millions, maybe billions of people around the world using them to connect, share, and communicate. And while social media offers many benefits, including staying connected with your family and friends, it also has a significant impact on mental well-being. In this discussion today, we are going to be talking about some ways that social media affects mental health. These issues include cyberbullying, fear of missing out, and addiction. You know, cyberbullying is a word that we usually throw around a lot, but in truth, what is cyberbullying? Cyberbullying is one of the most concerning aspects of social media, if we are going to be honest, because cyberbullying is one of the most concerning part about social media, because cyberbullying is a form of harassment using electronic means. It's when bullying takes place over digital devices like cell phones, computers, tablets, even games. It includes like sending, posting, sharing negative and harmful, false or mean content about somebody on social media applications or even games. And what is worse about cyberbullying is that, unlike the traditional forms of bullying, cyberbullying can occur 24/7 and reach victims even in the safety of their own homes. So while it's different from normal bullying where you have to be outside or the bully has to see you, cyberbullying can take place anywhere that you are, because your bully just needs to write something mean about you online or say something false about you, try to defame you, send different things that can harm you or your reputation. In recent times, we have seen a lot of people, kids and the likes, lose their life, try to end their lives because of cyberbullying. There's a constant exposure to harassment, insults, and threats, and they can have psychological effects. They can lead to depression, anxiety, and even thoughts of suicide. And in most cases nowadays, or in some cases nowadays, actual suicide. So it's very important for social media platforms to take very proactive measures to combat cyberbullying and create safe online environment for users of all ages. In fact, I would say that arrest them. I'm going to always be for arrest them. Like, lock these people behind bars. If they're going to act as animals, you might as well treat them like animals and put them in zoos. Lock them behind cages. Another common issue with social media is fear of missing out. You know, social media platform is often, we see people that bring out or try to show a curated version of their life. You know, they showcase their highlights and achievements while omitting the negative aspects. Nobody really is showing you the BTS of their life. They're not showing the behind the scenes. They're showing you the edited version. They're showing you the airbrushed version. And if you're somebody that maybe has low self-esteem, or you feel like at some point that you're not going through, or you're not in a place where you should be, then the fear of missing out is going to be like a very big deal for you, because social media often creates an unrealistic expectation and feeling of inadequacy among users as they try to compare their life to the seemingly perfect lives of other users. So you see somebody that comes out and takes a picture and posts it, you know, they have like 5,000 likes, 10,000 likes. And you think, oh my God, they made it in life. They have the perfect life. Look at where she snapped it, took a picture. Look at where she's staying. Oh my God, I've not done so much in my life. I need to do better. But in truth, a lot of times these people actually are just packaging. I remember vividly when one of these influencers got called out for posing with someone else's house. So imagine that you have posted a house online as your house, and then the owner comes and says, no, that's not your house, that's mine. There was another case on Twitter at that time that the girl posted a car and said, oh, alhamdulillah, I just bought my car. But somebody had seen her in a bus earlier that day, and the person is like, I just saw you in a bus. Like, what's up? What are you saying? So a lot of these people are really living fake lives, but we don't know that. We just try to control our lives by what we see, by their narratives, and it just over time leads to anxiety, low self-esteem, and a constant need for validation through likes and comments. You see people steal from their friends, people lie about certain things, people over-editing their picture, using Photoshop to do a lot of things, manipulating their pictures for likes and comments and envy, wanting their friends to say, oh my God, congratulations, I'm happy for you. But you know you're not all that. And the people you're trying to impress are also not all that. So just stay true to yourself. The best way to deal with fear of missing out is to be true to yourself, to be honest. Be content with whatever you have. Be true to yourself. Don't lie to yourself. And have it at the back of your mind that social media is not really a real place, honestly. If you put it at the back of your mind that social media is not a real place, you'll be fine. I'm sure you'll be fine. Another growing form of worry or growing form of concern is social media addiction. And this is particular among young users who have grown up in a digital world. But as the time goes, as the tide turns, even the older people are starting to get addicted to social media. You see people on their phones all the time. Like all the time. You know what's funny about how when we're younger, I remember my parents are always like, you're always on your phone. You're always on your phone. And if you say, oh, I have a headache, this is always because it's because you're always on your phone. If you say, oh, I feel cold, oh, it's because you're always on your phone. Because I'm this, you say you're always on your phone. But now, the last time I went home, my parents were on their phone. Like for a long time. They had like, my dad had this international call. And he was on his phone for a very long time. And I was in my room and I was laughing. Because, oh, sir, you're on your phone. Like imagine, you are always on your phone too, but that's what it is now. A lot of people are getting increasingly addicted to social media for information. People are hardly looking out of their phone, like looking away from their phones to interact with people in real life, to talk to real people, talk to their colleagues, talk to their friends, talk to their partners. And it's very, very concerning. And the addictive nature of social media platforms with their endless scrolling, the doom scrolling, the notifications, the feedback, it can lead to compulsive usage and neglect of real life responsibilities. You know, there's always a constant need for connectivity because you feel like, oh my God, I'm missing out. If you don't have your phone for a minute or for some time, you feel like you're missing out. Some things can be happening. Maybe the world has ended and you're not aware because you're not on social media. And it also interferes with sleep patterns, increases feelings of fatigue and irritability. And another thing is that when you're increasingly addicted to social media, you can't form real friendships. You barely have any friends, honestly. You can't form friendships. And I think that's a very important thing to address social media addiction. And this requires being aware that you are getting addicted to social media. Self-regulation. Regulate yourself. Be able to stop doing that by yourself. Then have healthy boundaries around the use of technology. And a good thing is that a lot of these social media platforms are trying to get people to, you know, stop doom scrolling, stop scrolling, sleep. I think Instagram incorporated a nudge button that at a certain time it nudges users to like, okay, maybe it's time, especially teens, that okay, maybe it's time for you to go and sleep. TikTok also has this like short videos or like this notifications that you have been scrolling your phone for like 2 hours now, calm down, rest, really rest. And there are applications that act as if you have like zero restraints around your phone, around social media, you can put your social media applications in an application. Just say, okay, for the next 24 hours, I don't want to have access to social media. Trust me, there's nothing you can do. You cannot have access on that phone. There's one I saw. When you put your apps on that phone, like on the app and say, okay, when you put take the app and say, okay, don't want to have access to Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, X, TikTok, what it does is when you try to open this app, it sends you poems or like motivational talks. So I think this is very nice because then you do not have a choice. You have to stay away from your phone. But be self-aware, self-regulate. You don't need the application. Try as much as possible to look up from your phone every now and then. And maybe if you're too addicted, get applications or get help. So in conclusion, while social media has many things to offer, it has a lot of benefits. It also has a very significant impact on mental health. Issues such as cyberbullying, fear of missing out, and addiction can take a toll on the well-being of the users, can lead to anxiety, depression, and other psychological challenges. It's important for individuals to be very mindful of their social media usage, prioritize their mental health above the likes, the comments, and the followers. Additionally, social media platforms also have a responsibility to create a safe and supportive online environment and to implement measures to reduce the negative effect of their platform, including arresting people. I will say it and I will always say it, arrest them. Block them. Make sure they cannot use your platform. They will learn. By the time you lock a person in jail for like 2 years and say, oh, why is person in jail? Person is with no option of final. Lock them up for like 2 years and tell them that the reason why you are locked up is because, like, go to court. Be sentenced for cyberbullying. 2 years. I'm sure that people will learn. We need to do that. It's very important to keep a safe and healthy environment online. And for everybody, please do try to protect your data. It's very important. Protect your digital footprint. Protect your data. It's extremely important. You just listen to Cruise Control on Africa Tech Radio with me, Day Daniel. Don't forget to follow us on all our social media platforms at Africa Tech Radio. Go to Google, search Africa Tech Radio. Follow us on all streaming platforms. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube. And don't miss out on the conversation, because the conversation never stops.
Thanks for listening. And don't forget to catch up on all the live shows right here on AfricaTechRadio.com.